News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And hey, listen, that news story out of Texas gets worse every time I look at the headlines. And, you know, a while ago, I got all over ABC News for announcing 14 dead. Well, it's beyond that now, actually. It's 14 children, one teacher, confirmed by Governor Abbott just now as being killed. Not just injured, but killed in this this mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas. Got a caller on the line. Oh, it's about that topic too. It's Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, how you doing today, bud?
Doing good, Phil. Hopefully, good. The good people of Alabama will send us some good national representatives. Everybody has a dog in this fight whenever it's national.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, what are you saying, man? I saw that you were calling in about that Texas shooting.
Yes, you know, and the thing about it is they'll go crazy on gun control now, and basically gun control is probably to do more with killing these people than anything, because I guarantee that it's a gun-free zone, and that, you know, that, I don't know if they had a resource officer or what the deal was there, but I am fully in favor of arming teachers.
Yeah, I completely agree. When I was in the state legislature, we actually worked through that issue. And yes, I believe that I just saw a little while ago that this was a gun-free zone. But you're right; I don't know if they had a resource officer on staff or not.
Yeah, I mean, back when I was in school, every kid in the parking lot had, you know, drove a pickup had shotgun and rifle in the back window.
Yeah,
and actually, a good friend of mine did a show and tell with an 870. Pump gun in classes, show and tell you how to take it apart and clean it.
Oh my God!
Never, nobody batted an eye. Nobody, you know, wasn't like that here.
No, it's a sign of the times more than anything, and part of that was because y'all grew up being taught responsible gun ownership, and nobody was scared of it. But yeah, this is a tragic event right now, and I don't know if you heard me say it, but the Governor Abbott just confirmed it's 14 children and one teacher dead in this shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Yeah, and it's sad because the mindset anymore is let's go for numbers. You know, I'm sure the shooter probably thought, you know, I want to be better than the, you know, have the most body count of anybody. You know, it's just crazy.
Well, it is crazy. It's very sad. And, you know, there's families right now that are still trying to find out if their child is one of them. And so your heart goes out for them and to them. And anyway, well, listen, man, Jeff, thanks for the call. By the way, I got another call on the line, so I'm going to go grab it real quick. But you stay safe on the road, all right?
Thank you, Phil. Prayers for Texas.
Yeah, prayers for Texas, absolutely. Let me jump over to line two. By the way, the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. Got only a few minutes here before the next break, but I'll just keep them open through the end of the show. We're going to go till 5 o'clock. You want to call in, 866-494-9866. Line two, Kenny from Elkmont. Hey, Kenny, how you doing today?
Doing great, Phil. How you doing today?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just left my polling place and cast my vote, and heard you talking while I was on the way from work over there about what the governor stands for. The only thing I can remember she's ever pushed is the gas tax.
Yeah.
And I don't live in Madison County. I don't really have anything against Dale Strong other than the fact that, to me, the Madison County Commission violated their oath of office when they broke the law and removed the statue. I could care less where the statue is, but that was the big thing to me.
All right. Well, that, you know, we have a law against that, and they did kind of take matters into their own hands, sure enough.
And it didn't cost them a penny. Somebody else paid the fine.
Yeah, there's that too. Hey, Kenny, by the way, when you were at the polling site, what kind of, was it busy? Were there a lot of folks turning out? What do you think?
It was very light when I got there. I walked straight in and signed in, but as I was leaving, I was seeing more people coming. So I'm hoping that later this afternoon there'll be a big turnout with people coming from work.
All right, man. Well, thank you. I got other callers on the line, so let me grab those before I hit the break. Kenny, you have a great day, man.
You too.
All right. Let me go to line three real quick, Copper, and we may wind up having to have somebody hold through a break. So line three, Jeff from Priceville, got about a minute and a half. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Doing fine. I just want to let y'all know that the turnout at Priceville is very low. Just very low.
Okay. So you voted out there for a number of years, and just kind of seeing it lower than usual.
Oh,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. All my life.
That's interesting. What do you think, man? What's causing that?
I have no earthly. With what's going on, people ought to be beating the doors down to cast their vote.
Well, I agree, and we'll wait and see how it plays out. But yeah, I'm kind of hearing that in other places too. But hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate that very much. Hey,
thank you.
And thank you for your call. Hey, Copper, I tell you what, I see the phone lines are lit up, but we got no choice but to take a break in about 30 seconds, so I don't want to just jump on the phone with these. Go ahead and ask each of those on line 1, 2, and 5, if they wouldn't mind, please holding on through the break, or at least calling right back, because I definitely want to hear what they have to say. I know two of them are calling about the Texas shooting, and I want to hear their thoughts on it. So, yeah, folks, it's a tragedy in Texas. Life goes on here. We got voting. Don't stop. You got to go vote if you haven't done it already. You got 2.5 hours left to get that vote in. In the meantime, be praying for parents, grandparents, and others in Texas who are finding out right now whether or not their child is included in the list of casualties, whether wounded or killed, because we have 14 dead and one teacher, 14 children and one teacher killed in Uvalde, Texas at an elementary school of all places, a place where kids should feel safe. All right, folks, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, yes, the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, still developing. Right now, we do know that Governor Greg Abbott said that the shooter himself is dead, taken out by police. One report says he is a 18-year-old by the name of Salvador Ramos, who lived nearby with his grandparents, that he apparently had killed his grandmother and ran to the school and began shooting it up, barricaded himself in. And police arrived and responded from there. Just a heartbreaking situation. So pray for the people of Uvalde, Texas. This is just 40 miles north of the Mexican border, west of San Antonio, I believe. So, yeah, that's what's going on right now in Texas. Hey, we got some folks that held on during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. Copper, who we got first? I know we lost one. Maybe he'll call back in. But line one, Jeff from Madison. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Did I lose Jeff? Copper?
Well, he's not talking, so I'm afraid so.
Okay. Well, let me jump over to line five then. Line five, Spence from Huntsville. Hey, Spence, this is Phil Williams. How you doing?
Man.
What's on your mind, man?
You hear me?
Man, yes.
Well, the first thing, I wonder if he's an illegal immigrant based off of the name. Second of all, in America, we don't punish crime anymore. There are no scares for people to go in and do these things. We just put them in jail for 25 years. We need to bring back absolute corporal punishment and needs to be executed quickly. Third is, it's time that we start giving our children and school system more than one or two security guards. There need to be armed police at every entrance to every school to where you're not having to wait for them.
Spence, you moved away from the phones. I didn't hear the last thing you said, but you were talking about armed security guards, I think, at the school. And I'll tell you, too, by the way, to your first point, I don't disagree. I think the death penalty is certainly warranted here in Texas. My recollection is Texas is definitely a capital punishment state. And so I don't think they're going to have any trouble finding the death penalty for this one if, indeed, there was someone else who was complicit right now. The guy was taken out is going to save the justice system a whole lot of trouble because the shooter himself is dead in this case. That being said, too, I don't know that we can have armed guards at every single door, but man, there are certain procedures that have to be in place. One of the things we can do too is we can allow the arming of teachers. Some states have chosen to go that route. Others have defied it. And, You know, you can put a good teacher in a classroom with a safe that they can open in the case of an emergency, and it's just amazing to me that they don't want to do that in some places.
Let me tell you a great idea. We got veterans that come back from war. They're trained. They're marksmen. Pay them to be guards at these doors. Let's, instead of paying another politician to go out there and ramble their mouth, let's pay somebody to protect our children that's trained already. There's no training in a veteran. They're trained.
Well, that's not a bad point. A lot of those guys, they come back and they can go into law enforcement. I mean, you're going to wind up having to have somebody that has arrest authority. You can't just deputize anybody off the street. You're going to wind up having to have somebody who's, in Alabama, we call them APO certified, who works typically for the sheriff's department or a local law enforcement agency. But, Spence, well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being a part of the audience. Thanks for the call, and thanks for hanging on during the break, too. All right, listen, phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. And this is one of those things that you look at and you think, okay, how does this even happen? Why in God's name would anybody choose an elementary school? I mean, if you're already intent upon taking life, I guess that's considered to be a soft target, but 18 years old? Anyway, it is absolutely heartbreaking, and we're just going to watch this story unfold as the evening goes by, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about it for days and days. Other breaking news story, though, I got to tell you, there was some weirdness in the news today. There was some absolute weirdness. There was another story that I talked about earlier that they've uncovered a plot designed to kill former President George W. Bush. I mean, this is not something that you... yeah, Copper, I see that note. I'm not going down that road right now. So thank you. But yeah, President George W. Bush, apparently an alleged ISIS plot. This is an ISIS sympathizer, somebody who was in the country, without, citizenship. He was an Iraqi citizen who came here on a visitor's visa and then asked for asylum. It was being processed. And in the meantime, the guy was working to sneak four other Iraqi nationals across the southern border. Whatever plot that they had got uncovered, and the FBI swooped in and arrested him. But apparently there was an actual plot being reported right now on national news to try and kill former President George W. Bush. That's good Lord. You know, in election news, too, I got to tell you some things to watch right now, some of the things that are kind of crazy and yet kind of cool. Like, for instance, right next door in Georgia, big doings. So right next door in Georgia, you've got, first of all, Stacey Abrams. Oh, she drives me crazy. But Stacey Abrams is running for governor. She's unopposed on the Democrat ticket. So she's going to be the Democrat nominee. She's the heir apparent, right? She's the queen. She's don't get in her way. Don't you know she was supposed to already be the governor? Well, what kind of a person runs for election and trashes the state in which she's in? It's one thing to say, here's what I would improve, here's what I would do different. No, she came out in a speech yesterday and said, this state is one of the worst places in the nation to live. What? First of all, I love Alabama first and foremost, but I like Georgia a lot. And there's a lot of reasons why Georgia is absolutely not the worst place in the nation to live. And for Stacey Abrams to be running for governor on a platform of, this is one of the worst places in the nation to live, what a horrible platform. What kind of platform is that? The other thing happening in Georgia that we're going to know tonight is whether or not former NCAA standout Heisman Trophy winner and professional athlete Herschel Walker is going to wind up with the nomination. It's widely believed that he will. And then he'll be up against that cartoon Democrat Raphael Warnock for the U.S. Senate race in Georgia. I got a caller on line four. Let me grab that. Billy from Somerville. Hey, Billy. Phil Williams, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Yeah, about this school shooting, I don't know why more people don't switch to homeschooling. There's no drive-by shootings at a homeschool. Nobody's getting pregnant at a homeschool. And with all this COVID stuff, that's homeschool anyway. When you've got stuff like satellite colleges and GEDs, it's all homeschool. If people's cars perform like the schools do, they wouldn't buy the same brand twice, but people keep shoving their kids in these terrible schools. Alabama sits 50th in the nation in schools. We have drug issues. We have transgender bathrooms. We're putting tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms, for God's sake, and we keep sending our kids there. Well, why wouldn't they keep being that way? They're emboldened that we do nothing, and we just keep doing the same thing wrong, expecting different results. And these shootings aren't going to stop. So it's like mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, I was a health inspector for 28 years. The schools are terrible. I didn't go there on Mommy Daddy Day. I went there unannounced, and nobody ever stopped me from entering the campus, even though they had all these signs that said they were drug-free campuses. They're terrible, all of them. I know your wife or your daughter's a teacher, blah, 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 but they're going to do what they're told from the upper echelon administration.
Well, so let me ask you this, Billy. Did you wind up homeschooling kids yourself, or what'd y'all do?
The last half of their schooling we did, and they turned out wonderfully.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some great things.
They don't get socialized. You know what? I don't hang out with anybody from eighth grade. I don't think you do either. And the other thing is when they're in, when they interact with their families or these group homeschools, they get different ages and they get different inputs. Instead of putting all the 7-year-olds together, you don't live like that the rest of your life with all 8-year-olds together, all 12-year-olds together. I don't know who came up with this lousy experiment, but it's failing miserably. And more people put, like I said, more people put more time into finding their next car than they do the schools. Because when people buy a house, all they do is say, is there a good school here? All the schools are good. And that's as far as it goes.
Hey, Billy, let me jump in there. So I tell you what, too, we actually had a bill that we couldn't get moved this year. We had a bill in the state legislature that would have allowed the tax dollars paid on behalf of any child to be used for public school, private school, another public school, or homeschool. And the current legislature was so keen on doing nothing that they wouldn't even give it a committee hearing, and it died without even a vote. So that's where we were this year. But I believe that homeschooling would probably take off if people knew that they could get reimbursed for what it takes to support the homeschooling effort. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call, Billy. Appreciate you being in the audience, and we'll see how education ranks in the coming legislative session, because right now the majority of those who are down there right now making decisions are the ones who are coming back, because most of them are running unopposed. Now, there are some good races, by the way. Speaking of which, there's some good races that are opposed. I mean, right here, he's been on my show several times of late. Bill Holtzclaw is challenging Tom Butler. And that's an interesting race, too, because Bill Holtzclaw, longtime Republican, formerly on the city council, I believe, in Madison, he actually ran for the state Senate same time I did in 2010. We sat next to each other on the Senate floor for 8 years. A good friend of mine, retired Marine. Well, Bill Holtzclaw, when he won the first time in 2010, he beat Tom Butler, who was a Democrat, a longtime Democrat. Spent a lot of years down there in Montgomery as a Democrat. And then Tom Butler got elected after Bill Holtzclaw, like me, decided not to run again. 8 years, we figured we were done. Well, who ran in his place? Tom Butler, now a Republican. And so Tom Butler, the former Democrat, now a Republican, well, Bill Holtzclaw is running against him again, because Bill looked around and said, you know what? I don't like what I'm seeing. That's my former district. And if no one else is going to do it, I'm going to run. So that was Bill. And Bill's been running a good race. So we'll see what happens. That vote's going to come in tonight. There's a lot of contested races in the state legislature. They're not getting a lot of notoriety. We got Ernie Yarbrough running against Prancy Robertson. That's a new guy against an incumbent. And then we've got others that are running for open seats, like the one by retiring Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon. Well, that's got like 3 Republicans, I think, or maybe 2 at least. Yeah, 2 Republicans, 1 Democrat running for that. So there is that. Well, listen, I've got to take a break. Copper, if you would, ask that caller who just called in on line 5 if he can hold on during the break. We'll get him as soon as we come back. In the meantime, Copper, go ahead and move us. We'll take that break now, and we'll come back, wrap up the day. 2 hours and 12 minutes left to vote. Don't let it be a low turnout day. If you haven't been yet, find your time on the way home. All right? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. 6 minutes left in the show on voting day. We have 2 hours and 6 minutes till the polls close. Lots of news breaking, unfortunate circumstances happening in Texas. Things happening, though, in our elections here. It's an amazing news day, so we're just staying on top of it. Phone lines are open. I've got two folks who hung on during the break. So, Copper, who have I got first? Let me grab... I think it's, line three, Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, Phil Williams, how are you doing?
I am well. I wanted to mention Bill Holtzclaw because I've always found him to be very responsive, intelligent, giving good, if you reach out, he gives you answers, real person, that sort of thing. I've always found him to be very, friendly as well. And you've always talked positively about him, and your opinion weighs heavily with me. I will say this about anyone who changes parties when the momentum shifts is like, to me, someone who sticks their finger up in the wind, licks it, sticks it in the wind. Also, can you tell me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Butler the one who kind of wanted to outlaw adult toys? Was that him?
Wanted to outlaw what? I'm sorry.
Adult toys. I don't know.
I've not heard that one. So,
years ago. I think so.
Well, that may be, but I don't know the answer to that one, Lee. I apologize. That's like funny, uncomfortable funny, but I don't know. I'm not even sure I want to go down that road on the air, just to, All right, Lee, thanks for the call. And I can attest that that Holtzclaw, he prided himself on answering constituents. I thought I answered him a lot. He answered him even better than I did, and he literally would sit there on the Senate floor with a laptop, and during filibusters and things where we had to stay on the floor and wait, he would be updating his blog, updating his Facebook page, and updating his emails to constituents. He did it all the time. Line five, Ken from Decatur. Hey, Ken, Phil Williams, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to call in per a couple callers ago talking about homeschooling.
Yeah.
I think the answer to his question is that people are leaving the public schools. My dad is the CFO of the second largest homeschool curriculum publisher in the country.
Yeah.
And he told me a couple weeks ago sales are up over 50% in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So homeschooling is a rapidly growing option for many families.
I think that's true. And I think COVID drove part of that because people first of all saw what their kids were being, subjected to in some places where it wasn't good. And then they also got frustrated and decided they could do a better job because the schools weren't cutting it when they sent everybody home.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Ken. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. All right. The storyline in Texas continues to develop. Make no assumptions. The Texas gunman's name is Salvador Ramos. It is being confirmed by multiple news sources. He's cited as being 18 years old. I have no idea about his citizenry, so I'm not even going to comment on that. 40 miles from the Mexican border, but that does not mean that Salvador Ramos was here illegally. So I'm just going to put that out there that I'm not going down that road until somebody confirms something. The main thing we have, though, is a shooter who was 18 years old who went to an elementary school. And right now we know we have confirmed 14 elementary school students and one teacher killed. And that's a horrible, horrible day in Uvalde, Texas, on top of the fact that he apparently shot his grandmother and killed her, too, before going to the school. So, horrible situation. But, folks, listen, right here at home, pray for Uvalde, Texas, and go vote. If you haven't been to the polls yet, you got 2 hours. I cannot encourage you enough. Exercise that constitutional, God-given right that so many people have fought and died for so that we can have the opportunity to exercise democracy. We are a republic, a democratic republic. We vote. We have elected leadership. Go get it done, folks. You have a great night. Tomorrow we will dissect it in full. Right Side Radio. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. Coming up now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great night.